Today, Japan's prime minister urged a power company to shut down nuclear reactors located over a fault line because of concerns of another earthquake. Japan launched a safety review of all of its nuclear reactors after the earthquake and tsunami in March, which, of course, caused that crisis at the Fukushima power plant. At that time, we heard about the stoicism of the Japanese people. But now, psychologists are concerned that stoicism could lead to mental health problems. The BBC's Roland Burke reports.
Standing in the center of Minami Sanriku, it's easy to imagine the horror as the tsunami swept through. There are fishing nets wrapped around the roofs of four-story buildings, those that still stand, that is. Much of the town is flat. Over here, there's a locomotive, huge thing, on its side in the middle of the road, hundreds of meters from the railway station. The devastation stretches right up the valley. So this is not a sound you would expect to hear. The survivors cracking jokes as they share food outside a temple on the hill. Old women bent double, but still pushing wheelbarrows to carry the supplies home. And trawler men like Sadayoshi Suzuki, grizzled from his work at sea. If they weren't laughing, he says, they'd be crying.
The day before, we were all happy and went fishing together. Now some of our neighbors are dead. Some have lost their homes. We are all devastated. There's no way we could be in our normal state of mind.
Kuetsu Sato used to farm seaweed out in the bay. Talking doesn't come easily.
It was so big that I have no words to describe what we've been through. It's beyond sadness or anger. The only thing we can do is laugh. That's why we need to be united and smile. We get through each day by smiling.
Down by the harbour, mechanical diggers are being used to gather the wreckage of wooden houses into piles to be burned. Thick smoke drifts over the ruins. Alongside the workmen, psychologists have been sent to the region. Akiko Kono of Médecins Sans Frontières is concerned about the long-term effects on people's mental health.
Many people have fear, especially aftershocks are still persisting here. For example, some children, they always wear the clothes or helmet, even the nighttime, because they think they have to evacuate immediately after they have aftershocks.
Are the Japanese, for mental health problems, are the Japanese keen to seek help, or are they reluctant to come and see people like you?
Of course, usually Japanese people don't want to show their negative feelings. They want to keep their negative feelings inside, but maybe inside they are suffering a lot.
Now, Ayano Goto is bringing us to her house. It's in a beautiful spot, right by the sea, on a bay. And there are islands out there. But of course, where she lives was very vulnerable too when the tsunami hit. The ground floor was destroyed. Part of the roof has come down as well. And she's still living here in the upstairs. She's 84 years old.
We are stronger than the young. During the Second World War, we had to escape from the bombing by running into the forests and caves. We had that experience, so we can endure no matter what happens.
People are taking comfort in memorial ceremonies of their own. In the town centre, cars pull up every so often, and survivors get out to wander slowly around the places they used to live. A small group pauses for a moment by the ruined sea wall, with their heads bowed. Even after the physical evidence of the tsunami has gone, the mental scars will persist.
That's the BBC's Roland Burke, reporting from Japan. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. A bullying case here in Massachusetts that reverberated across the country saw another chapter this week. And it prompted us to ask, where are we on addressing bullying in schools across the country? We'll do that here and now.